希伯来书第十二章。
Shall we come to read the book of Hebrews chapter 12?
我们会先从第一节念到第三节。
Shall we first read from verse 1 to 3?
有没有打上去了？好，我们就一起来。
Shall we read together, please?
我们既有着许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前边的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得灰心。我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主耶稣，谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
虽然我们受到许多的限制，
Although we have many limitations,
好像我们的声音被禁住，好像我们的举动受限制。
As if our voices are stopped and our actions are also banned.
但是主，我们的心求你给我们打开，让我们释放。
Yet may you release our hearts to you.
主，我们要向你来敬拜，向你来歌颂。
We want to worship you and sing praises to you.
主，我们也求你在这样的时刻常向我们显现你自己的笑脸。
Especially in this time,Reveal to us your smile, please.
好让在这黑暗的世代，你的真理能够像明光来照耀。
So that in this dark age, your truth will be revealed like the light.
好叫这些蒙恩属于你的子民，在这个世代也能够像明光照耀。
So that your people who are under your grace.Will also shine like the bright star.
在这个邪物淫乱的时代，来成为你自己的真光。
To become the true light for you in this dark and crooked age.
来照明黑暗中许多的人的隐情，好让他们能转向你，来得着救恩。
To give light to those who are in the darkness, so that they will turn to your salvation.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
不是我们与众不同，
Not because we are so different.
是因为我们蒙了你的救恩，
But because we receive your salvation.
是因为你把自己的宝贝放在我们这个瓦器的里边，
Because you have put the precious item into us.
我们就能够向世人证明，那莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们自己。
So that we can prove to the world that the power is from you, not from us.
好叫人真能看见我们的神仍然在万国中掌权。
So that people can all see that you have the power and you reign over all the nations.
主，我们把这个时间恭敬地交在你的手中。
We reverently commit this time onto your hands.
照着你的应许在我们中间。
According to your promise, be with us.
藉着你圣灵对我们每个人的心说话。
Through your Holy Spirit, speak to us.
让我们今天与你的聚集能够得着你自己成为我们的宝足。
So that our gathering will be satisfied to you and we will be fed by you too.
也让你自己的心意能够在我们身上得着成就。
So that your will be accomplished with us.
我们这样仰望等候在主的面前。
And we wait upon you in your presence.
奉主耶稣的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 实在说我对于这种聚会不能唱诗歌到现在还没适应。
Really, I'm still not used to how we cannot voice, sing with our voices.
我希望主很快让我们能够在他面前敞开我们的声音和心怀。
I hope very
来向他敬拜。
Hope very soon that the Lord will allow us to open our mouths to sing praises to him.
最近我也有上网站查看一些的网络。
Recently, I also checked on the internet to see how other worships are led.
几乎很多的讲台跟信息都在讲到是末后的日子。
Many messages on the pulpit talk about the last age.
当然有些我得帮助，有些我觉得我们需要很小心去领会。
Some of them I really receive help from, and others I think we need to be very careful.
啊，而且很多很吸引人的东西未必都是准确的。
Things that are most attractive might not be things that are accurate.
最近也有一种运动在跟人说要准备我们末世的方舟。
There's also a recent movement, talking about let's prepare for the ark in the last days.
他们在鼓励基督徒每个人卖房子，捐献许多的钱，然后房屋公用。
They ask Christians to sell their houses, make donations, and you share everything they have.
我想越是在艰难的日子，人越有这种思想。
The more difficult the times become, and the more such kind of thoughts will come to people.
而且很多人试图制造一个和平的群体的环境，让大家可以共享一切。
Some people attempt to create a harmonious community. So
我在这里不详细谈这件事，这不是我今天的主题。
I'm not going to details about that.
但是我能很简单的把我的体会告诉你。
But very simply, I tell you my thoughts.
当早期使徒行传的时候，教会的确有一次个非常美好的状况。
In the early days when the apostles were there, there was a beautiful situation.
因为当一个罪人蒙耶稣的救恩得救以后，他就有一个很自然的一种的倾向。
When a sinner is saved, naturally he had a tendency.
他就会把自己的所有奉献给主。
To offer all he has to God.
所以那时候告诉我们说，有些人卖了田产房屋都放在使徒的脚前。
So some sold their fields, their properties, and then give it to the apostles.
他们实行一种房屋公用。
They practice this thing that they share everything they have with others.
不过圣经很清楚地告诉我们，只在一个很短暂的时间以后，这件事就结束了。
However, the Bible told us this only lasted very shortly.
在教会历史的2000年里边。
During the 2000 years of the church history,
每个时代断断续续发生过这样的事情。
During every generation, this type of things.
总有一帮人很热心的就要聚在一起，房屋公用来生活。
There's always a group of people want to come together and share everything.
但是历史同时告诉我们，多数这样的团体最后都成为异端。
And the history told us that most of cases, this type of groups
都被仇敌极其的使用。
They were used by the
因为我们忽略了一个根本性的东西。
Because they ignored one basic thing.
在天堂我们会实现这样的情形。
We will only realize this in heaven.
因为那里主已经成为我们每一个人的满足，我们每天最好的同伴。
Because there God become our satisfaction and our companion.
但是只要我们在地上。
As long as we are on the
只要你这个旧的人还在肉体的里边。
As long as you're in your old flesh.
你天天都有犯罪堕落的可能。
You have the tendency to sin and
fall every day. 而你要把自己的幸福放在一个人为的力量底下来成全的话，一定出事。
Are you trying to accomplish your happiness under your human effort?
但是背后那一个的主导的思想，我们却要小心的要使用的。
This will not work out. We need to be careful of the.
因为你记得福音传到一个地方以后，就把人从自我、从世界、从罪恶的里边释放了出来。
The gospel can release one from your sinful desire.
然后我们就知道，我不再属于自己。
You know that I do not belong to myself anymore.
因为我已经属于主。
Because I belong to God.
在你我的心里必须在得救以后就有这样一种的看见和这样一种的奉献。
You see this and you offer up yourself after you are saved.
没有一样东西属于你自己是对的。
It is true, it is correct to think that nothing belongs to you.
是属于主的。
Everything belongs
to God. 所以你应该随时准备好被主向你来要求把你摆开。
So you should be ready at any time that God would demand anything from you.
但是这里边没有半点人为的动作。
But however, we see something that human.
我觉得很可悲的一件事。
Something very tragic is.
人一热心起来，就总想帮神做奇怪的事情。
When people become zealous for God, they want to do strange things.
我记得一位基督徒讲过这句话，我很受用。
One Christian said this, which is very beneficial.
有些事情 是只有神能做，人搬不了手的。
The certain things that only can be done by God.
在人的得救，在人的成圣，在人的所有属灵生命上边的获得，只有神能做，人不能。
Salvation, sanctification, all these spiritual things can only be accomplished by God, not man.
也有一些事是人必须做，神帮不了你。
There are other things that men have to do, and God cannot help you.
就如悔改。
For example, repentance.
拒绝罪恶。
Reject the sin.
奉献你自己。
Offer up yourself.
神不能代替你做。
God cannot do it in your
place. 神已经为你预备了救恩。
God has prepared
the salvation for you. 主耶稣在十字架上为所有的人舍命。
On the cross, Jesus laid down his life for everyone.
但是他不能急你悔改。
Yet he cannot repent for you.
圣灵能感动你悔改，为自己的罪悔改。
The Holy Spirit can move you to
repent. 但是你必须自己完成你的责任。
Yet you have to fulfill your
responsibility. 在追求跟从主的路上也是如此。
On your way to pursue God, it is the same
story. 你如果不把自己奉献，
If you do not dedicate yourself,
神不强逼你奉献。
God cannot force you.
你必须被爱感动，你奉献，你才会经历到跟从主的那一种美丽。
You can only experience the beautiful taste of following the God when you're compelled by the love of the Holy Spirit.
这些，对不起，这些都是前头的话。
Sorry, all these are just introduction.
我还没进入正文。
I haven't really started
yet. 其实我常常在想啊，
I always think,
当我在思想或者要跟弟兄姐妹分享一段圣经里边的事的时候，
When I ponder on what passage should I be sharing with brothers and sisters,
我常有两个为难的感觉。
I always have a dilemma.
一个就是我没有办法把里边那些所感受到的用言语很简要的表达出来。
Number one, I'm not able to express how I felt in simple words to brothers and sisters.
所以我有时候会转圈走了很久。
So sometimes I go round and round taking a long time.
然后我才能走到那旁边去。
And then finally I reach the point.
所以呢，有些人听我讲道很辛苦。
So some people are very tired when they hear my preach.
但是我另一面我也觉得，
On the other hand,
如果我只是把一件事用两句话向你讲，
If I only explaining one thing in two sentences to you,
其实你也没领受到任何东西。
Actually, you will not have a deep understanding.
因为信仰毕竟不是一些字句跟知识跟道理而已。
Because faith is not just a few words or doctrines or knowledge.
所以有时候就我产生一个很大的矛盾。
So I have this big dilemma.
要尽量讲清楚一点呢。
Trying to express really simply and concisely.
还是简要一点，两句话就把它带过去。
Or just mention it briefly in one or two sentences.
所以我告诉你，把我的外皮拿掉，我跟你一样。而且比你更贫穷。
So if you go beyond my outward words, I'm same as you. Probably I'm even more poor than you.
最近一段时间，特别是疫情以后。
Recently, especially after the COVID.
我们恢复了在 Kellyview 这里的聚会。
We restored the physical and the virtual meeting in Kellyview.
也开始跟弟兄姐妹一起在这里来思想希伯来书十一、十二、十三章。
Starting to share with brothers and sisters on chapter 12, 13, 11, 12, 13 of the book of Hebrews.
十一章我们已经讲过了。
We've done chapter 11.
那里我们上次前后用了两次，讲到很多信心伟人中的两位。
There we used two messages to talk about two great figures of faith.
我们讲过亚伯拉罕。
We talked about Abraham.
也讲过摩西。
We also talked about Moses.
从这些信心伟人的身上，我们学到一些属灵的教训。
From them, we've learned a lot of spiritual lessons.
然后到了十一章末了，他这么说。
Towards the end of chapter 11.
他说，我没有办法一一细说在历史上 所有这些先知跟神的仆人们是怎样的在神面前忠心的。
He said, I do not have time to tell in details about how these prophets and these great figures of faith are so faithful to God.
但是他用一段文字把它浓缩起来是这样说的。
However, it summarized all the stories in this paragraph.
在十一章的三十三节。
Starting from verse 33.
他们因着信制服了敌国，行了公义，得了应许，堵了狮子的口，灭了烈火的猛士，脱了刀剑的锋刃，软弱变为刚强，征战显出勇力，打退外邦全军。
Who through faith conquered kingdom, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouth of lions.Quenched the fury of the flames and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weaknesses was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies.
他讲到前边许多是在信心里边经历了神奇妙的胜利。
It talked about the amazing victories that these people had in their faith.
同时他没忘记另一面。
But it didn't.It didn't forget the other side of the story.
在三十五节的后半段开始
，Starting from the second half of verse 35,
又有人忍受严刑，不肯姑且得释放，勿要得着更美的复活。又有人忍受戏弄、鞭打、捆锁、监禁、隔等的磨练，被石头打死，被锯锯死，受试炼，被刀杀。披着绵羊、山羊的皮，各处奔跑，受困乏、患难、苦害，在旷野、山岭、山洞、地穴漂流无定，本是世界不配有的人。
Others were tortured and refused to be released, so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned, they were sawed into two, they were put to death by the sword.They were about in sheepskin and goatskin, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, and in caves and holes in the ground.
这里好像很浓缩的来告诉我们。
It summarized and told us that
那些有信心的伟人
those faithful great figures,
或者说在神的面前凭信心而活的人。
Or those who live faithfully in front of God.
他们会经历很神迹、很奇妙的得胜的一面。
They might experience miraculous victories.
但是同时也有另一面，他们可能会受监禁、会被杀害、会到处漂流。
On the other hand, they may be imprisoned, murdered, and wandered around.
他们同样都是信心的伟人。
Both of them are great figures of faith.
所以我们要小心一样事。
So we need to be careful of one thing.
我们以为信心就是我只等一个结局，我必须达到这个结局，或者神必须为我成就这个结局，这叫做信心。
We thought that faith means God will accomplish what I want.
信心是在主自己的身上而已。
No, faith is.Up to God himself.
而且深信主的智慧他统管着一切
It is to believe that God's wisdom is
他可以在每一件最小的事上到最大的事他都能安心的相信主没有错
Faith is any whatever circumstance it is he believes that there is no mistake in God
他不是教我们怎样的选择一条认为是信心的路
It is not to teach us how to choose one path that we think it is. It means faith.
信心只是把自己全然的托给耶稣，而且顺服他。
Faith is to commit yourself completely to Jesus and to obey him.
然后他用一个概括的话说。
Then he gave this summary at the end.
这些人本是世界不配有的人。
The world was not worthy of them.
如果你是个基督徒，我盼望你我互相的提醒。
If you're a Christian, I hope that we remind each other that.
基督徒对世界来说，世界当你已经死了。
The world, a Christian to the world is dead.
世界对于基督徒来讲，世界也死了。
The world is also dead to a Christian.
所以他们本是世界认为他们不被存在的人。
So the world was not worthy of their existence.
因为他们的目标不在这世界上。
Because their goal is not on the earth.
你记得保罗当他被主得着以后，他经过一段时间跟从主以后，他说了一句这么的话。
When Paul was gained by the Lord, after a few years of his following the Lord, he said this.
他说他已经向世界死了。
He said he is dead to the world.
世界向他也已经死了。
The world is also dead to him.
他甚至说，我把我以前看为宝贵的一切和追求，我都当成是粪土。
He even said whatever I value as most precious in the world,
因为我只有一个目的。
Because I only have the Lord.
就是我以得着耶稣基督为至宝。
My most precious thing is the Lord Jesus.
我只有一个的目的。
I only have one goal.
就是要得着主在上边召我来得的奖赏。
To gain the rewards that the God called me from above.
这些信心的人都有一个很简单的生活目标。
These faithful people have one simple life goal.
他们只有一个生活的目标和一个依靠的力量。
They only have one goal in their life and only one strength in their life.
所以希伯来十一章末了就说。
So in the end of the chapter 11,
这些人因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的。因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同得，就未得完全。
These were all commended for their faith.Yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us so that only together with us would they be made perfect.
旧约所有的那些英雄，
All the heroes in the Old Testament,
包括我们上次讲起的亚伯拉罕摩西，
including Abraham and Moses,
他们都是在信心的里边远远地看见那一位基督。
In faith, they saw from afar Jesus Christ in their faith.
他们都在等候这一个荣耀的君王的到来。
They're all waiting for the arrival of this glorious king.
所以这里希伯来书就说，我们看了这么多的英雄。
So Hebrews says we've seen so many heroes.
我们从他们身上受了很大的鼓励。
We've been so encouraged by them greatly.
但是他们正在等我们得着那个完全的应许的时候。荣美的荣耀的时候，他们可以跟我们一起来得着。
Yet they're waiting for this moment so that they can together with us to receive the glory.
那十一章的总结就是我上次有说过，是信心的问题。
The conclusion for chapter 11 is faith.
十二章呢，我给他一个的主要的字叫做盼望。
Topic word for chapter 12 is hope.
所以他一开始就说，我们既有这么多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路。
So in the beginning it said, Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
他讲完信心以后，他给我们眼睛转向那个荣美的盼望。
After talking about faith, he turned our eyes to the glorious hope.
因为有这么多的见证了。
Because of so many witnesses,
他要我们注意几个事情。
He wants us to pay attention to a few things.
放下各样的重担。
To lay down everything that hinders.
重担不是罪恶。
Those burdens is not sin.
重担更多的说到是很多可能让我们在这条奔跑天路的旅程中会受到影响的这些的多余的东西。
Burdens talk about those things that will hinder us in running this race.
他在这里把我们基督徒的道路讲成是一场赛跑。
He talked about our spiritual journey as a race.
如果在赛跑的当中，你很自然都会想起。
While you're running a race, you know naturally that.
你不需要穿着很漂亮。
You don't need to wear fancy clothes.
你不用穿着皮袄。
You don't need to wear a heavy jacket.
你也不需要穿着高跟鞋。
You don't need to wear heels.
你不用把你的金链、手表都戴齐了。
You don't need to wear jewelries and watches.
虽然那些东西不是罪。
Although those things are
但是你装满这些东西，你怎么跑
？However, if you wear all these, how are you going to run?
你跑不了多远，你一定累。
You'll be tired as soon as you start.
你也不可能跑得快。
You cannot run fast.
所有的这些重担
，all these burdens，
在主的话语里边就是叫做今生的思虑跟钱财的迷惑。
In the Lord's word, it's the thoughts about this world and the confusions in your money.
那些东西会挤住你的生命的道路。
These are the things that will block the way of your life.
下边我们会慢慢看见。
Gradually, we will be able to see that.
主子用了很大很大的篇幅，一直在提醒我们转向这个清晰的盼望。
The author used many words to constantly remind us to turn to this clear hope.
还跟着有一些非常清晰的警告。
Also, there are the, he set out many clear warnings.
要放下各样的重担。
To throw off all types of burdens.
弟兄姐妹，我们每个人在世界生活上，我们常说要现实一点。
Brothers and sisters, we always say that let's be realistic while living in this world.
在现实生活中，你真的有许多就会叫你焦虑不安的事情。
However, truly, there are many things that will trouble you.
有些人你要担心你的工作要丢了。
People worry about their jobs.
有些人要担心孩子们上不了学了。
Others worry about their kids' education.
有些人要担心他的孩子的婚事了。
Others worry about the marriage of their children.
很可惜的是，我经常遇到一些基督徒。
It is a pity that I always see a lot of Christians.
他们说他们真的很受主的吸引，很被羡慕。
Who claim that they were attracted by the Lord.
他们也很有心说我要来服侍主的。
And they had the desire to serve the Lord.
但是我听到很多人对我说。
However, many told me that.
等到我退休了。
Until I retire.
我安排好我的家庭和生活了。
Until I've arranged everything,
我一定好好的来服侍主。
Then I will come serve the Lord.
不过我在读圣经的时候，我常常很对这种观念觉得很可惜。
While I was reading the Bible, I really feel it's a shame for those type of thoughts.
你记得主耶稣在呼召门徒的时候，有一个人来对耶稣说。
Remember when Jesus called disciples, one person said to him,
等我埋葬了我的父亲，我就来跟从你。
Allow me to bury my father first, and then I will follow you.
然后主就对他说，让死人埋葬死人，你来跟从我。
And the Lord said to him, let the dead bury the dead. Come follow me.
你知道我们中国人很孝顺的。
You know our Chinese people honor our parents.
读到这些圣经，我觉得主耶稣不可理喻。
When I read to this, I felt I couldn't understand how Jesus responded.
那父亲死了，不是应该把他埋葬的吗
？If his father died, why shouldn't he go and bury his father first?
为什么就迟这一点点都不行
？Why can't Jesus wait this little while?
其实我们把这句话仔细的去理解的话，并不是这个意思。
If you really read this word, this is not what it meant.
我想中国人有一句很简单可以表现出来的一句话叫做
：Chinese has a saying.
老父在，子不远游。
When the old father is still alive, the son should not go far away.
因为百善之中，孝为上。
Because among all the goodness, the number one goodness.
如果老父亲、老母亲还在
，If your old father and mother are still alive,
我就连去远方我都不敢。
You should not dare to even travel afar.
那是从人情一面来说非常好的一个心态。
It is a good attitude from the perspective.
但是主耶稣在那里要求什么呢？
Yet what Lord Jesus required.
主耶稣要求他需要得着我们整个的人，包括我们的爱心在内。
Jesus is demanding the whole being of ourselves, including our love.
当那个人说等我的埋葬了我的父亲，其实就是等我父亲死了以后我才来跟从你。
What that person really means is after my father died, and then I will come and follow.
今天有多少人有类似这样的思想呢？
How many people among us have this?
等我干完我的事，完成我的理想。
After I finish and accomplish everything,
我就会来跟从你。
Then I will follow you.
原谅我这么严肃的对你说。
Allow me to say this to you seriously.
主耶稣不接受任何赐好的东西。
Jesus does not accept anything that is worse
than that. 正如旧约的献祭里边。
Just like in the Old Testament,
你要献祭，你就把最好的献上。
If you are to offer the best to God,
你如果没有力量，可以献上吃你能力所及的，不是牛就可以养。
If you are not rich enough, you can offer another animal, which is less expensive.
如果羊你都献不上，你甚至可以献上斑鸠。
Instead of ox, you can offer a lamb. Instead of lamb, you can offer a dove.
但是你不能拿一条腿的羊来献祭。
Yet you cannot just give God one leg of a sheep.
今天我们的难处难在我们世界也要神的东西，我也要。
Our difficulty is we want the best from the world as well as from God.
结果我们偏偏心存恶意，就任何事都没结果。
And with this evil desire in our mind, we could not accomplish anything.
我巴不得说，主自己的爱能够融化我们，得着我们。
I really hope that the love of Lord Himself will melt us and gain us.
所以这里说要放下重担。
So that's what it means by lay off the burden. 跟着
他说
，Then it says
脱去容易常累我们的罪。
And throw away the sin that so easily entangles us.
这里的罪是指着当数的那一个罪。
The sin is in singular form.
那一个罪是什么罪？
What is that sin?
就是不信的恶心。
The sin of disbelief.
我们知道在主的救恩里边告诉过我们，
We know that from the salvation of the Lord, we were told.
人犯任何的罪，没有一个罪太大是主没办法赦免的。
There is not such a sin that is too big for the Lord to forgive us.
但是有一个罪叫你得不着赦免。
Yet one sin is not forgivable.
就是不信。
It is disbelief.
所以你不信叫你得不着救恩和赦免。
Because if you do not believe, you will not receive the salvation and the forgiveness.
在历史上
In the history,
亚当夏娃因为不信神的话，
Because Adam and Eve did not believe God's word,
他们要想出自己救自己的方法，
They worked out a way to save themselves,
他们被赶出了伊甸，
They were cast out of the Eden, Garden of Eden.
在以色列出埃及的历史上，
In the history of the Israelites coming out of Egypt,
老百姓不信，
The people did not believe.
他们认为迦南地那里那么坚固的城墙，那么巨大的巨人。
They think those people were too giant in the land of
Canaan. 他们不信主能把他们带进去。
They did not believe that the Lord will be able to bring
them in. 他们要通通倒闭在旷野。
All of them died in the desert.
同样，现代的人的不信。
Likewise, the disbelief in the modern people.
叫我们得不着救恩。
Stop us from receiving the salvation.
信徒的不信，
the disbelief of the believers.
叫我们得不着奖赏。
Stop us from receiving the
reward. 叫主那个荣耀在你身上的规划不能够成就。
Frustrate the plan of God.
因为你太多自己的方法。
Because we have too many ways to save ourselves.
要脱去那个常累我们不信的罪。
Throw off the sin of disbelief that so easily entangles us.
我虽然这么讲，
although I speak in these terms，
我还是极其的盼望，
I really really hope that，
因着主的怜悯，我们能够常常互相的代求，互相的勉励。
Because of God's mercy， we would intercede for each other and encourage each other，
让我们能远离这个不幸的罪。
So that we will keep far away from the sin of this.
然后他说要存心忍耐。
Then it says with perseverance.
奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Run the race marked out for us.
因为在这条路上。
Because on this race.
用主的话说是一个窄门，一条小路。
In the Lord's word, it is a narrow way, it is a narrow gate.
它的终极是引向永生。
However, it leads to the eternal life.
但是这条路的过程却是又窄又小。
Yet the process of going through this way is narrow and small.
也就是说，它会透过十字架的工作来剥夺人所有多余的东西。
It is to say that through the work of the cross, it will strip you of all these redundant stuff on you.
你必须放下你太多的肉体的骄傲。
You have to lay down so much of your flesh, your pride.
你必须不要容许你自己一直在那里可怜自己。
You have to not allow yourself to pity yourself all the time.
什么叫做十字架的路？
What is the way of cross?
就是一条不断对付自己的路。
It's a way of constantly dealing of yourself.
今天太多的基督徒。
Too many Christians today.
我们就是要主的恩典，我们不要十字架。
We only want the grace of the Lord, but not the way of cross.
我们在生活中不肯对付自我的恶习跟旧生命。
We do not want to deal with ourselves for those evil habits.
我们常常只是需要向主求祝福，别的你都别来搞我。
We always ask God for the blessings, nothing else.
但是这里告诉我们，你需要存心忍耐，来奔这一条摆在前边的道路。
The Bible tells us here that with perseverance, run the race marked out for us.
因为信心经过忍耐，才能够成功。
Because the faith can only be perfect after your perseverance.
然后他说，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
It follows, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfect of our faith.
他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
当我们要看见神这一个荣耀的呼召来做我们荣耀的盼望的时候，
When we see this glorious calling and set this as our hope,
他在这里提出一个最荣耀的吸引的目标和见证人。
He, pointed out to us,The most glorious witness,
就是为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
It's Jesus who is our author and the perfecter of our faith.
他因着摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看了羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难。
Because of the joy set before him, he endured the cross.Scorn its shame.
这里的仰望是指着一种非常非常专一的仰望。
This type of look up to Jesus means a very dedicated, a dedicated looking up to Jesus Christ.
就是单单的专注在耶稣的身上。
Which is fix your eyes to Lord Jesus alone.
因为我们刚才说到这条路是满了艰难的。
Because we mentioned that this way of cross is
full of trouble
and hardship and danger.
所以你只能单单地仰望耶稣。
So unless you look upon Jesus only and alone.
因为信心
不是在我们里边自己可以制造出来的。
Because faith is not something we can manufacture within us ourselves.
信心只是在耶稣那里。
Faith only depends on Jesus Christ.
你如果仰望他，
If you fix your eyes on him,
你就能够从他那里得着力量。
You will then receive strength from him.
你就能够在他那里得着安慰，得着喜乐。
You will receive the comfort and joy from Jesus.
你也能够在他那里得着满足。
You will also be satisfied by him.
圣经告诉我们，
The Bible tells us,
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。自也不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
You are saved by grace and with a faith. It is not from yourself. It is given by God.
也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
It is not out of your deeds in case someone will boast.
在这里你看见信心是从仰望耶稣而来的。
So you see faith comes from fixing your eyes on Jesus.
信心不是你自己想想想想出一种东西出来。
It is not meditated by yourself.
信心是当你一面对专注在耶稣的脸上的时候自然就来了。
Faith comes when you fix your eyes on Jesus alone.
因为他就是我们信心的创始，而且是成终的。
Because he starts and he completes our faith.
如果我们看周围的环境，
If we look around all our surroundings,
我们总要灰心丧志。
We will lose hope.
如果我们看自己，我们看周围的别人，
If we look at either ourselves or people around us,
我们就会失望跟软弱。
We will grow weak and we will lose heart.
有人告诉我，
Some people told me,
我相信你们也会遇到类似的情形。
I think you probably have come across similar situations.
他说我以前是基督徒，而且我很热心。
He said, I used to be a Christian and was zealous for the Lord.
而且我也很喜欢为教会做事。
And I enjoy doing things for the church.
但是后来我在教会中遇到那一个人。
And then I met this person, so and so, in the church.
他也许还是个领袖。
And probably he was one of the leaders.
他的行为让我太伤心了。
And his behavior really upset me.
他讲道讲得真好。
He preached so well.
但是他的行为让我彻底的跌倒。
Yet his behavior, his deeds has stumbled
me. 我以后就不再信了。
Ever since then, I stopped believing.
是不是很多人这样？
Did you hear many people?
是不是你常常听见很多人说，看看某个基督徒，我就不敢信？
Did you hear many people say, just look at this Christian, and I do not want to believe in Jesus?
弟兄姐妹，我只在这里告诉你。
Friends and sisters, the author of Hebrews told us here.
单单仰望耶稣。
Fix your eyes on Jesus only.
你如果不是单单仰望耶稣，总有一天人都要叫你跌倒。
If you do not look upon Jesus alone, sooner or later, someone will stumble you.
有多少伟大的所谓的神的大用的仆人，
How many great servants of God?
后来他们跌倒得那么厉害。
And they stumbled so badly.
你不要仰望这种人。
So do not depend on them.
当然你也不要仰望你自己。
Of course, do not look upon yourself either.
你以为你今天做得很好。
You think you've done very well
today. 你今天心里非常的满有喜乐，满有亮光。
You know you're full of light and joy today.
也许你昨天还去帮了很多的人。
Maybe yesterday you've helped so many people.
但是你如果看自己，我告诉你，三天内你就要跌倒。
Yet if you look upon yourself, I tell you, within 3 days you
will fall. 因为你经不起看。
Because you cannot be worthy of
it. 你的能耐没那么多。
You do not have such
ability. 你只能记得，如果你能够站住，是因着耶稣的恩典。
All you need to remember is you able to stand because of the grace of Jesus.
如果你能够有用，是因着主在你身上
彰显他的恩典。
You are being useful. It is because God has manifested His grace.
我常常讲这样的一个事实。
I always tell this fact.
耶稣进耶路撒冷最后的一次。
For the last time, Jesus entered into Jerusalem.
他叫人牵了一条驴，他就骑在上边。
And he asked for a donkey, a baby donkey, and he sat on it.
然后满街的人就把衣服甩在路上，给这个驴踩过去。
And the crowds just threw their clothes on the ground and so that the
他们就砍了许多棕树枝在那里欢呼。
And they were welcoming Jesus with all the palm branches in hand.
如果那条驴真的愚蠢到，哎，怎么今天我这么荣耀啊？
If that donkey was so stupid to think that, oh, why am I so glorious today?
哇，怎么今天人都把东西给我来踩了？
How come so many people lay their clothes under my feet?
因为他忘记了一个事实。
Then he forgot one fact.
人在欢呼，而且崇高的是因为耶稣。
The people, the crowd are welcoming the King, Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣骑在驴上。
Because Jesus was riding on this donkey.
你试试看，只要耶稣不骑在驴上。
Just try this, if Jesus was not riding on this donkey.
人给这条驴的仍然是鞭打。
Whatever people will give to this donkey is only whip.
依然是吆喝。
Only the whipping and the yelling.
所以我们这些跟从主而且蒙主恩典的人千万千万要记住一件事。
So we who receive such great grace from God, let us remember this.
一离开主的同在和恩典。
As soon as you leave the grace and the presence of
God, 你就不要稀奇人家对你另一种的眼光。
Do not be amazed at a different look from
people around you. 如果人因你得着一点好处跟帮助，
If people receive help from you,
你只能非常非常清楚地感谢主说，
You can only clearly thank God and say,
你竟然使用了我这么愚蠢的东西。
You even use me who was such a foolish animal.
这里讲到耶稣他也忍受苦难。
It talks about how Jesus also suffered.
但是他有一个摆在前边的喜乐。
Yet he has a joy set before him.
什么是耶稣的喜乐？
What is his joy?
主耶稣自己的话告诉我们。
In his own words, he told us.
他在地上的时候就这样的说。
While he was still on the earth, he said.
他说。
He said.
祭物和礼物非你所要。
You do not want the gifts and sacrifices.
你已经给了我身体。
You have prepared me a body.
我来了，要遵行你的旨意，天父的旨意。
I have come to do your will, the will of our heavenly Father.
耶稣所有的喜乐就是
，All the joy of Jesus is.
他要天父的喜乐。
He wants to please God.
要天父的旨意能够成就。
He wants our heavenly Father's will be done.
他就值得，他觉得一生都有意义。
Then he believed that his life is worth.
甚至当他到了克西马尼园，面对十字架的苦难的时候
，Even when he is in the Garden of Gethsemane facing the suffering of the cross，
他对天父的祷告是这样说的
：His prayers to God is，
就着他自己
，According to himself，
他全然无罪
，He is sinless，
要让全世界的人的罪那么丑陋、那么肮脏来压在他的身上。
To bear the ugly and dirty thing from the whole world.
他实在觉得非常的难受。
He felt really, really hard.
他对天父说，如果可以，就把这个挪掉吧。
He said to the heavenly Father, if you will, remove this from me.
但是跟到后边，他马上又说。
Yet he also said.
然而不要照我的意思。
But do not according to my will.
只要照你的旨意。
May your will be done.
这就是他的一生。
This is his life.
这就是他的喜乐的所在。
This is where his joy is.
这里叫我们仰望他。
So the author asks us to fix our eyes on Jesus.
他告诉我们什么是真正的喜乐。
He told us what is the real joy.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有想过？
Sisters,
什么是你心里的满足？
What is the satisfaction in your heart?
当天父的旨意你够了没有？
Is the Heavenly Father's will enough for you?
或者你觉得你这个人真有用，要成就许多大事业？
Or you feel that you're really useful and you should do a lot of.
你这个人很会读书，你要拿几个博士学位？
You want to do a few doctor degrees because you're very good at studying.
但是在耶稣的心中只有一个东西。
However, in Lord Jesus' heart, there is only one thing.
天父啊，只要是你的旨意。
Heavenly Father, as long as it is your will.
哪怕是羞辱。
Even if it is
pain. 哪怕是十字架的苦难。
Even if it is the suffering from the cross.
我都愿意。
I am willing.
他叫我们要仰望。
为
我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
He calls us to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith.
这样你就不会疲倦和灰心。
And then you will not grow weary and lose heart.
愿我们用这些话互相劝勉。
Let us encourage each other with these words.
我们真的已经处在一个极其末世的时代了。
We're really in the very last days of this earth.
让我们真的能够放下各样的重担。
Let us lay down all the
burden, 脱去容易缠累我们的罪
throw away the thing that so easily tangles us,
存心忍耐来奔这一条的道路
and run the race with perseverance.
它的力量来自我们要仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣
Our strength comes from fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
仰望他，你就有力量。
Looking upon him, there you will receive
your strength. 仰望他，你就有喜乐。
There you will receive your joy.
仰望他，你的人生简单而有意义。
Looking upon him, and then your life becomes simple and significant.
你也有一个喜乐。
And then you will have this joy.
世人给不了你，也拿你不走。
Which no one can give you or take it from you.
因为这个喜乐就是天父的旨意在你我的身上。
Because this joy is Heavenly Father's will completed on you and me.
时间的缘故，我停在这里。
Because of time, I will stop here.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你留下你的话语，记载在圣经上，为要让我们可以来诵读。
You have left your words in the Bible so that we can read.
主啊，每当我们来读你话的时候，我们求圣灵点活这些的话在我们心中。
Every time we read your words, may the Holy Spirit kindle them in our heart.
主啊，我们真的在末了的世代需要你在我们里边常常的来加给我们力量。
In this last day of the age, we really need your words to strengthen us often.
好让我们能够放下各种的重担。
So that we can lay down all types of burdens.
脱去不幸的罪。
And throw away the sin of disbelief.
存心忍耐。来奔跑这条你指定的道路。
And with perseverance to run the race that you marked out for us.
主，因为你在前边呼召我们来进入你的荣耀。
Because Lord, you call us to enter into your glory.
来与你相交。
To fellowship with you.
来得着你做我们每天最好的朋友。
To receive you as our best friend every day.
主，让我们能够存谦卑的心来与你同行。
Lord, help us to walk with you with a humble heart.
奉主耶稣的名求。
In Jesus' name we ask.
Amen.
Amen.